It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me on the phone today, I have Amanda Leonard. We're going to talk about the Schofield Icebreaker Fishing Tournament. This is a lot of fun. January 5th and 6th going on up there at Schofield. We'll talk the particulars of it. We've got teams one day. We've got an individual tournament the next day. We'll talk about how much it's going to cost to get involved in this. And the cool thing about this one is it's going to be a fundraiser for Battle 12 Baseball as they're trying to fund a trip to go to Cooperstown. So, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's jump in and really first start talking about, this is the first year for this one, isn't it?
Yes.
And you guys kind of came up with this as a way to raise funds for, organizations, teams, those kinds of things in the area. And this year it's going to be for Battle 12U, the baseball squad from over there. And let's talk first and foremost about them and what are we raising money for?
Yes. So Battle 12U for this next year got accepted to the Cooperstown tournament that happens in New York every year. Pretty famous, a pretty big deal. It's a week-long tournament, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity you have to apply for, and you have to have a pretty good record to even get accepted into that, so very excited. The team has a couple of boys from Emory, mostly from Carbon County over there with some great coaches, and this is a good way to try to help get them there and their families and the kids.
And so, of course, Cooperstown is the home of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Will they be going during that? Is that part of it, or is this a totally separate tournament?
No, it is, like you said, Baseball Hall of Fame, and so they make all kinds of plans. I'm sure we'll visit the Hall of Fame while we're there, and they try to just make it all about baseball. The Dreams Park is the name of where they'll be staying, so it's pretty awesome.
So really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these kids to go and play baseball right there at Cooperstown, right?
Yep, it is. I mean, it's only for 12-year-old baseball, so, after this year they head into Babe Ruth and the bigger leagues, and it really is once-in-a-lifetime.
Okay, so let's get back and talk about this Schofield Icebreaker Fishing Tournament. It's going to be January 5th and 6th. Where's everybody going to meet up at?
So on the website, which is coalcountryevents.com, it has some of the details. On Friday, they'll meet at 9 a.m. at Matson Bay. So Matson Bay will be where the check-in and the measuring will all take place at. Friday, registration's at 9, and then fishing is from 10 to 4 on Friday. That's the two-person team tournament, $50 per person for that day. And Saturday, the check-in will start at 7, and the tournament will be from 8 to 2. And like I said, all of that's at Madison Bay. Saturday, we will have youth and men's and women's categories with some cash and trophies for those. And we try to make sure it's an event, especially with this being the first event that people will come back to. So payout percentages are going to be very high, with most of the entry fees making this a good experience and a good fundraiser for all the participants and for the team.
Well, and as I was going to say, usually it's, the more participants that you guys get, the higher the payout will be.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, so, and once again, teams on Friday. Now, teams consist of, they can be co-ed, they can be, two men, two women, whatever you want to do. If dad wants to take the kid out, that's the perfect day to go do that as well, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep, two-person teams will measure their two longest fish combined together.
Okay, and then that's for Friday, and then Saturday it's a separate tournament where nobody's on anybody's team, and it's everybody for themselves, right?
Yes, exactly. And single longest fish wins.
So we're going by longest fish on this one, and it's a great day to get out there on the lake and just have a good time. Now, you said there's no cutoff. This is something that you could actually show up and register for the day of the event. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. Ideally, they can go pre-register online. Makes things a little bit easier as far as, figuring out prizes and payouts and whatnot, but we'll take anybody up to day of.
Okay, and once again, that was the website if they wanted to pre-register?
ColeCountryEvents.com.
So all the information is there. Once again, this is the Schofield Icebreaker Fishing Tournament. It's a fundraiser for Battle 12U Baseball here in our area as they're funding their trip to go play in a tournament in Cooperstown. January 5th and 6th, teams on Friday, and then individuals on Saturday. They have a youth, men's, and women's category in that individual tournament that's going to take place on Saturday. Amanda, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.